How are you feeling then after Monday? It was looking like 3 points were going to be there for Town, and then Jacob Butterfield, former Town player, gets the equaliser for Derby County, and Town only come away from Pride Park with a point in the end.
Yeah, I went down luckily enough with my family, so was there to watch the game. It was a good game on the whole, unfortunately. I think we played a little negatively. We weren't really doing a good job on controlling possession or keeping hold of the ball, which is kind of something we've done really well all season. So you could kind of feel an equaliser were coming, and well, trusted to be just Jacob Butterfield of all people to get the goal, really. But positive result if you look at their squad and everything else. So yeah, happy with the point, I guess. Would have been nice to have all three, but can't really complain too much, can you?
When you look at what could have been, though, Newcastle, if Huddersfield had beaten Derby in that game, then if you consider Town have got a game in hand, whether to have won that as well, I know I'm looking into the future and predicting it, but with that scenario, Town would have been 2 points behind Newcastle, where now there's that big gap and Reading have even jumped into third. Does life feel a bit different for you with Town in fourth rather than third?
Not really. I think I think every Town fan was secretly hoping or praying or dreaming of getting a second place off of Newcastle, and there's always a possibility, but unfortunately we've seemed to have hit a bit of a run of inconsistency towards the end of this season, which unfortunately has scuppered us really when it comes to sneaking the second spot off of them. With the game in hand against Wolves, it was the definite possibility, but I think now Town fans need to sort of reshape and regroup for the playoffs, really.
What do you think the reasoning is behind that inconsistency?
I think we've had a run of sort of bad run of form when it comes to injuries. So obviously with Johnny Hogg being out for the few weeks that he was out with his neck injury, don't get me wrong, the miraculous recovery was definitely something we enjoyed. But, we're missing Palmer, we're missing Brown. You know, they are a lot of our creativity going forward. We've had to rest players. You know, Lerva was out rested last week. So I think we've had a lot of those secondary players that have been coming in back into the squad have done a good job, but I think naturally they lack a little bit of what their first team members, shall we say, have, and I think we've just lacked a bit of that composure that we've shown earlier on in the season in games. So unfortunately it's just kind of run away from us a little bit.
Izzy Brown has been back with parent club Chelsea, which is the way that Chelsea run things whilst being injured. However, he is back in West Yorkshire now. That is a huge boost for Town with these final few league games and then potentially playoffs.
Oh, without a doubt. I saw it all erupt on Twitter yesterday. Town fans were treating him like the Messiah. Which I can't say I wasn't one of them. Really pleased to have him back. He's as I said, he's one of our most creative players going forward, and really helps us get something going in the final third. So definitely helps at least bring some positivity to the football that we put on the pitch on the final few games.
Just looking at the league quickly, Kieran, we've seen after Monday's games Leeds United fall out of the playoffs. They're sat in seventh at the moment. Town, theoretically, miles off that, 5 points ahead. But just seeing that can happen to Leeds, it seems so set in stone that it would be Leeds, Reading, Town, and then one of the other two. The fact that they've slipped out, does that show just how, even at this time of year, a couple of bad results and it changes things hugely?
Without a doubt, I think the beauty of the position we were in and the sort of, I want to say fortunate, but I think that's doing a disservice to what we've done this season in terms of being able to sort of hope and dream and even chase, shall we say, of Newcastle in second place has allowed us to focus on going up the table rather than worrying about dropping out of the playoffs as Leeds have. So I think us chasing that has helped us keep, obviously, right to the top of the playoff pack. So in this situation, we're looking the least likely to drop out of it. Of course, it's a possibility, and the lads need to be made aware of that. And I don't think we're the type, the squad we have are the type to sort of rest on the laurels and take the foot off the gas towards the end of the season. So I can't say I'm particularly worried about it, but, you know, we lose another couple of games, and I definitely will be.
Fulham, they're a side who, last time the two teams met, they met Town at a time where it was that blip that Town had earlier in the season. Fulham took huge advantage of that. It was a big victory for the Cottagers down at Craven Cottage. But they're the side in the playoffs that I've heard a lot of people say that they really fear. Would this be a way for Town then to put a marker down on Saturday, get a good result against them and show, no, they are beatable by Town?
Oh, without a shadow of a doubt. I think Fulham, and I would sort of agree with a lot of the people that have said things like that, Fulham have ironically, I guess, considering they've only just jumped back into the playoffs, are one of the most resilient sides I've seen play football this season. So I can't say that I'm not a little worried of facing them in the playoffs. So for me, it would be ideal that we show them a good game of football on Monday, I think it is, isn't it? And win the game, and hopefully Leeds jump back in, because I'll be honest, I'd rather face Leeds than I would. Then I would follow them. And I'm a Town fan, so that's saying something.
I am a Town fan, and I think exactly the same. Will Town beat Fulham, though, on Saturday, Kieran?
Yes, 100%.
Ooh, I'm liking your confidence.
You've got to be confident, haven't you?
You have. Yeah, so Town play there, then Wolves next Tuesday night before then the final couple of games of the regular season. It's going to be a tense time, Kieran, I suspect. Thank you for joining us on the show.
No worries. Thank you very much for having me.